What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 101 of the Car 5 Podcast. You guys know me, of course. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're actually going to be talking about something pretty cool, and that's the company Bosch and how they have a brand new 3D technology they're going to be implementing into future vehicles. So as usual, everyone, let's go ahead and just dive right into things. All right, everyone. So Bosch has something pretty cool up their sleeve. Now, if you're not sure who Bosch is a company that's been around the car world, I'm pretty sure forever. You can walk into Target, Walmart, Best Buy, Amazon, eBay, of course, AutoZone, O'Reilly's, and their own website. Anywhere you can practically think of, you will find Bosch products. Long story short, if you're looking for any product in relation to your car, Bosch probably makes it. So that's just a little bit about Bosch. But they've come up with something very unique that I think is actually a phenomenal idea, not just because it's cool in a way that would make technology in a car very unique and it's just a cool feature, but truthfully and honestly, it's something that'll potentially save people's lives. It serves as multi-purpose, and this concept of this idea they had was actually revealed this last September, earlier this year in September, actually, at the Frankfurt Auto Show in Germany. Now, not only does it look cool, like I said, but it's something that can potentially save lives. So here's how the technology actually works. It's actually the entire gauge cluster in the car is obviously digital, but it's also 3D. It's a 3D concept they're implementing into the digital gauge clusters that are going to be coming out in future vehicles. Obviously, once everything becomes approved, and as long as the car companies are willing to take it on, this is going to be a phenomenal feature. Here's the cool thing about it being 3D. Typically, you would have to wear some form of eyewear to see this. They've developed it in a way that no eyewear, goggles, or anything is actually necessary for you to see the 3D images that this gauge cluster is actually going to be shooting out to you as a driver. Now, it's meant to aid the driver more along the lines of safety systems, which is, in my opinion, the right thing to do right now. Of course, it'd be cool to have music thrown at you and navigation and all this other stuff, but first and foremost, safety is important when driving a vehicle, and that's what Bosch thinks so as well. That's why this 3D system is going to start out with safety features. They're basically notifications for the driver, and I have a short list here of the safety systems Bosch is going to be implementing inside this 3D gauge cluster. We have blind spot assist. We have curved and swerving roads up ahead, so like a sign. Collision prevention warnings. We have lane departure warnings. A warning that also comes up if you're at too high of a speed on the current road you're on. And additional things such as like traction control, check engine light, things like that. So pretty much how it works is, let's picture you're in a vehicle and you're driving along. The 3D image will literally shoot at you at a point to where it's obviously not in front of your eyes to where it's covering the road, but it's going to shoot in between the steering wheel. So that way it's obviously going to be in your point of vision so you can see it. So that way you can potentially see a safety notification even quicker. You know, sometimes when people are changing lanes, they miss their blind spot assist notification and they can hit someone, or lane keeping assist, or collision prevention assist, a car upcoming in front of you. Traffic comes to a certain stop, that collision prevention warning, maybe if just noticed a little bit quicker by a driver, can prevent an accident. And that's something that's entirely true, and I think it's an absolutely phenomenal idea. I actually have a quote here, as you guys know I like to do, from the president of Bosch Car Multimedia. His name's Stefan Verns. And he says specifically, the display's depth of field means drivers can grasp important visual information faster, whether from an assistance system or a traffic jam alert. Alerts that seem to jump out of the display are much more obvious and urgent, which is entirely true. Because if you think about it, majority of blind spot assists on cars are either on the mirrors themselves or on the inner pillars of inside the cars. sometimes people miss that. So if you put your blinker on to make that lane change and you miss that blind spot assist, well, you could potentially be in an accident. Compared to now with Bosch's 3D system they're going to put in the gauge clusters, if that blind spot assist is on, you flick that blinker on to make that lane change, literally going to have a 3D notification shoot out by the steering wheel. It's going to be in your field of vision, and that's the key. It's not blocking your vision of the road, but it's in your field of vision, so you'll notice it. Heaven forbid you get into an accident, that notification will have saved you from doing so. So that's pretty much what Bosch is doing with their 3D technology, putting it into vehicles. And I think it's amazing. I think it's great. Huge congratulations to them for not only creating something cool, which then can be tweaked and tuned for other various parts of the car, but first and foremost, sticking with safety settings and safety features on cars as well. I think it's great. How long until that technology becomes available and is approved for road use? I personally do not know. If you guys know, obviously let me know. Email me, get a hold of me on the podcast, comment on the YouTube video. If you have that information, I would love to know myself. But ladies and gentlemen, all in all, this 3D technology Bosch is creating for cars, it's great, especially when it comes to safety systems. And that's actually all we have for episode number 101. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. If you guys are checking out the podcast for the first time, thank you so much for stopping by. I seriously and greatly appreciate it. Go ahead and feel free to check out the YouTube channel as well, unless you're already watching on YouTube. Just browse the channel. If you guys see what you like, hit that subscribe button. If you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. That would be huge. You guys know if you ever need anything from me, just shoot me an email. info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget to check the link in the descriptions. Your guys' go-to source for authentic car merchandise. Got a link in the description down there for you guys. www.tailwind.com with a coupon code as well. So you guys can get the best car merchandise from your favorite brand, whether it's a hat or shirt or accessory. Last but not least, don't forget to tune into episode 102. We're going to be talking about, and I'm super excited, Lamborghini's newest car, and if I'm saying this correctly, the Cyan or Cyan, S-I-A-N, is that Cyan? I'm going to say Cyan. Hopefully I'm not butchering it. The Lamborghini Cyan. Thank you so much for tuning in, everyone. Please remember to drive safe. Have a fantastic evening. Thank you.